Peace on you all. This message is a personal message to Congressman-elect Keith Ellison, who became the first Muslim in America to be elected to Congress. He won the 5th Congressional District in Minnesota. Last Tuesday, I presented my project idea to my class, Cyber One, at Harvard Law School. And it sounded like the students at Cyber One were excited about your success as the first Muslim elected to Congress. And at first, I didn't really see the connection to my project, which is an attempt at exploring Islamic democracy by using the tools of the online web. And then my professor, Professor Nesson, suggested, well, maybe I could draw some kind of connection to your election to Congress and my project. And so I thought, and I answered. I thought, well, Mr. Ellison, I understand you're a Muslim, and I understand you're a convert to Islam. You're a Muslim by choice. Indeed, you must have found much good in Islam to make such a central choice that must affect your life very deeply. And yet, you are also committed to American democracy. You understand the importance of having people participate in their government, taking responsibility by voting and voicing their concerns to you, so that you can then make their voices heard through the halls of the Capitol. And I thought that perhaps you might find my endeavor to be something worth contributing to, or at least being familiar with. To tell you the truth, my project is still in its seedling phases. I don't know where it's going to go, but my plan is to create some kind of laboratory for an Islamic democracy where Muslims of all walks of life, both lay and scholarly Muslims, will come together and discuss Islamic legal and ethical issues. That somehow, if we engage each other in dialogue, we might learn from one another, and we might learn how to use Islam in the way that will be best for our society, and also best for our personal and spiritual growth. Congressman-elect Ellison, I hope you will stay in touch and join me in my endeavor, that you will join us and add your voice to the dialogue.